ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Al-Musavi.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program Bridge. We are looking at supplication number 8 of As-Sahifat As-Sajjadiyah for the Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn as-Sajjad alayhi salamullah. We are still looking at the Imam salamullah alayhi seeking refuge in Allah from moral vices, and specifically we got up to jealousy, al-hasad. And we are talking about how one can cure himself from hasad. Previous episode we mentioned a few things, and today inshallah we'll mention few more. First and foremost, when it comes to all vices, one needs to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because as human beings, we are weak, we are feeble, we don't have the capacity to handle problems or cope with problems. So we're constantly seeking an ultimate power that can help me and save me from the problems that I have. And there is no ultimate power in existence more than the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one needs to go back to Allah and ask Allah for help. And that's why we see Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, when he began his dua, he began seeking refuge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, saying, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika. O Allah, I seek refuge in you. Before anything else, before even I could rely on myself to treat myself, I have to rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When I go to the doctors, the doctor give me medication, or they perform a surgery on me. The cure is in Allah's hand. Now, the doctor, the tablets might do his job, but ultimately, the cure itself lies in the hands of Allah. Let us take a short break, then we continue right after.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
The bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifat As-Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana,
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. So I said that when we want to cure any problem or any disease that we have, we need to get back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the one that can help us and gives us the strength and willpower to change the situation that we are in. So especially when it comes to diseases that are hard to deal with and hard to remove. Thus, we need a supreme power to be on our side. We need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even Allah, He Himself in the Quran says, whenever you need, ask me. Ad'uni astajib lakum. Ask me, supplicate to me, pray to me, and I should answer you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala constantly in the Quran is asking me and you to go back to Him, to ask Him for help, to have Him as our Savior,
But sadly, at most of the times, we never take that fact into consideration. We only turn to Allah when everything fails. When I try everything, when I go to people, when I go to the doctors, when I go everything, and then they tell me, look, there's no solution to your problem. Then I was like, oh Allah, I start begging Allah, I start crying for Allah, I start asking Allah for help. Now, that itself is very rude, okay? I should not make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala my last resort. He should be my first resort. Imagine if someone that you know that needs help, he goes to everyone else besides you, and then when everyone turns him down, he comes down to you. And like, oh, sorry, look, I couldn't get it anywhere else. Could you help me? And now that is itself is a form of an insult, especially if we're doing this kind of method with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, look, this whole universe is in my hands. You, your life is in my hands. If I say no, nothing will go your way. So before you go to anyone else, come back to me. Ask me for help. And I shall help you. Allah says in the Quran, وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. And we are closer to him than his jugular vein. That the jugular vein, if it gets cut, the person dies immediately. Right? Because that's the support line for the blood to the brain. Allah says, I am closer to you than that of your jugular vein. So Allah has to be constantly in our system that whenever we need help, we turn to him. We ask him first. Sometimes I don't know even if I'm sick. And I ask Allah, oh Allah, please cure me. Just in case I have them and I don't know about them. So Allah has to be our first resort seeking cure for jealousy. Stay with us and inshallah we'll continue right after the break.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge coming to you from IRIB English Radio. Now, we said that one needs to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when it comes to seeking cure for jealousy. Also, one needs to, when he deals with other people as a form of a cure, that he has to do the opposite of what he thinks of them. Sometimes, you know, a person might be wealthier than me, might be more respected than me, might have, you know, many things more than what I do. And obviously, I am jealous about it. One of the ways that we can treat it is what we call reverse psychology, right? So such people, obviously, I'm going to hate, I'm not going to love. If they are better than me, obviously, I'm going to hate them if I am a jealous person. So what I need to do, or what one needs to do, is do the opposite. For example, show them respect, show them love, show them affection, those people that you are jealous of, right? Talk good about them, mention them in a good way in front of other people. So you're constantly trying to battle yourself when it comes to other people. So your heart and your mind saying to you, oh, he's this, I wish he loses that. You say to yourself, no, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect him. May Allah do this and that. So you have to constantly do this battle with yourself. And especially if we take it to the outside, that such people themselves, we give them respect, we give them affection, we show that we are good with them, we glorify them and we talk good about them in front of people. So that itself, it should help me create this coping mechanism when it comes to jealousy. So we seek Allah's help. That's one. The second part is from you. Allah will only help those who are sincere, those who are genuine, those who really want to reform themselves and get themselves from the misery that they are in. Because sometimes I might ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for help, but I'm not genuine about it. I am not really wanting. I'm just saying, oh Allah, do this for me. And that's it. I'm really not genuine about it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. He knows when I'm genuine and when I'm not genuine. So if I'm genuine in asking Allah for help, Allah says, okay, I'll do my part. I will answer your call. But then you have to work yourself. You have to do the second part of the job.
Thus, I can help you overcome this jealousy. Thank you for listening. Stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Al-Musawi in the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را یا سجاد